Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Rabbi Aaron Meretz, Shiach Yud in Swiss. And Chagida Vasru Chaim Svi, B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, B'chol Anu V'Meleah, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chayin, Rabbi Shai Ben Leah. And is based in the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, Agon HaGadol, Muflav HaMuflug. And Rav Man Zatzal, Ketuv Ba Parashat HaShavua, B'Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, V'Tere Rochel, Ki Lo Yoldei Le'Yakov, V'Tekanei Rochel Ba'achosah. She didn't give birth to Yaakov, and she was jealous. Rachel was jealous of her sister. She said to Yaakov, give me sons, and if not, I am dead. Next pasuk, pasuk beis. Vayichar af Yaakov b'Rachel, vayomer hasachas Elohim anochi, asher mana mimech pri boten. And Yaakov became angry with Rachel, and he said, am I instead of God, who prevented you from having the fruit of your womb? Ad kan, mitivrei ha'psukim, Rashi explains, Shom li kacho es avicho limcha v'lo espal aleha. He said, is that what your father did to your mother? He davened for her. Your father, Yitzchak, davened. So she's basically asking, according to Rashi, why aren't you davening? And it's difficult to understand, like the Ramban already was Tameya. Amra Meforshim, says the Ramban. Meforshim explained, שתספל עליי, ימיין מייסה אנוכי לא שם רבינו שלמה. משאין לו בנו חשוב כמייס. If not, I'm going to die. If you have no children, it's like you're dead. But I wonder, אם כן, למה חורה אפוי? So why is Yaakov angry with her? לא אמר מרסך הסלים אנוכי. Why did he say, am I instead of God? כי שומע על צדיקים השם, שם listens to the צדיקים, מה שאמרו, Why do you say, am I instead of God? Hashem listens to the tzaddikim. And I wonder, concerning that which Yaakov said to Rachel, is quoted in Rashi, you should say, I did as my father, who davened for a Rivka, but I'm not, I have children. My father had no children. And he's withholding children from you, not from me. So that's Rashi. The question is, that don't righteous pray, don't the tzaddikim pray for others? Eliyahu, Elisha, they prayed on behalf of strange women. So because of Yaakov's answer, the Chachamim took him to task. They said, in Bereishis Rabba, the Holy One said to Yaakov, is this the way you answer a woman who is oppressed by her barrenness? By your life, your children are destined to stand before her son Yosef. That's the Ramban. See also the Mizrahi, the Sifsei Chachamim from the Maharshal. Asmem. Now, if we explain that she wasn't asking him to daven, and that's why Yaakov got angry, so then what was she asking? You mean Havali Banim? And if it's not Tefillah, then what is it? Like Yaakov answers her, Asachat Selokim Anochi, Hashem Anam Mech Pri Batem. Am I instead of God? So if it's Tefillah, so then we have Akasha, so why didn't he daven? And if it's she's not asking him to daven, what does she mean? Give me children. Who's he to give her children? He's not instead of Hashem. We also have to understand The Hakdama the Bakash of Rachel, the Terra Rachel Gilayel del Yaakov, the Kani Rachel Bachoisa, the Ton Rahab Livoni. Only because she was jealous of her sister, she wanted children. She said, Vimayin Mesa Nochi. If I don't have children, I'm dead. Rashi says, Mikala Misha in Lobanum Choshev Kemes. Somebody who doesn't have children is like he's dead. So what does it matter whether or not Leah gave birth? Rachel should be upset because she wants to have children on her own, on its own merits, not because of Leah. Otherwise, you're considered like dead. We also have to understand. But the Kani Rashi says, Shekinah b'maaseh atovin, Amar shuvleh shetzot kemelo azach selabanim. She, Rachel assumed that Leah was just a bigger tzedekis. That was the kinah. So the Sifsei Chacham explains what was Machriach Rashi to say that was the kinah in her maasim tovin. So otherwise, like the Sifsei Chachamim, you're not allowed to be Makani. Ayin sham. Avakasha leavin. Shekivan shemvuar b'pasuk. Shemishun vatekane tov v'banim Yaakov. Im ken l'ma shekatav Rashi. Shevin arachal shalei eschut v'lein schut haray adera v'zo sipa shem mekom l'vakashata. Why is this a hakdama? If the word is that Leah is more righteous than she is, then what is she asking for children then? She's not worthy. Only Leah's worthy. She's not worthy. So there's a reason not to ask, not a reason to ask. Very difficult to understand. We have to understand, Rashi says, that Leah b'schus ma'aseh atovim, she was zochet banim. And Rachel, who didn't have the same Ma'asim Tovim, wasn't Zochet Banim. Is it only because you have Ma'asim Tovim like Leah, you're Zochet Banim? I think there are plenty of women in the world who aren't such Sitkanios who have children. So how does it say that you only get children because you have Ma'asim Tovim? Leah has children because she has Ma'asim Tovim. Fakir. It's Derech Olam to have children. Woman has a relationship with a man, and odds are that after not such a long time, she's going to have children. It's not because of Ma'asim Tovim. So the answer is, Vatera Rachel ki lo yodel Yaakov. Rachel saw that she hadn't given birth. What do you mean lo yodel Yaakov? What's the extra li Yaakov or Chaim Alshech others? Of course, we're talking about Yaakov. So what the Pasuk is telling us is that the issue is not on Stam Banim, on children that are born from Yaakov. In other words, Shiftei Hashem, Umamidei Am Yisrael. And for that you need a special schus. And that answers the kasha parenthetically of the Paradis Yosef, who asks that if not for Maisim Tovim, shouldn't be Zochet Banim. It says in Moed Kut and Chofres that B'nei Chayim Mizoni is not Tolib B'schus, it's Tolib B'mazel. So, why does it say in the Rashi that it's Tolib B'schus? It's not Tolib B'schus, it's Tolib B'mazel. The answer is, Stam Banim are Tolib B'mazel. But here we're talking about giving birth to children of Yaakov, Shiftei Ka. For that you need a special schus. And that Rachel said that Leah has the schus to be molded banim li Yaakov because of her good deeds. And she doesn't have this privilege. And therefore, Vatikani Rachel b'achoisa. Rachel was jealous of her sister. And this is a permitted jealousy. Like the Sifsei Chachamim said, her Ma'asim Tovim. It emerges that Rachel didn't assume that she can't have children, but she said even though she could have children, as far as her nature is concerned biologically, but she's not giving birth because she doesn't have the schus, she doesn't have the merit to give birth to the children of Yaakov. So according to this, it would appear that it says in the Pasuk, Havli Banim, what this means is that just like Avram, begat Yishmael and Yitzchak Esav. And these two children did not relate to their fathers. Kibi Yitzchak Ikar L'Chazar Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak, excluding Ishmael. And also, Esav isn't Miyuchas to Yitzchak, like we see in Sanhedrin 59b. That's only vis-a-vis Abraham and I, Avram and Yitzchak. But vis-a-vis Hagar and Rivka, Ishmael and Esav are Miyuchas to them. They are their children. Shereihem lo hufku'u mehorutam kamo shehufku'u mizeh Avram v'Yitzchak. V'lezeh harein tzarich zchut miyuchedet sherei yalda hagar et Yishmael belo zchut. So there's no hafka, there's no removal of their status as parents like there was for Avram and Yitzchak. Hagar remained the mother of Esav. Of Yishmael, and Rivka remained the mother of Esav. And for that, you don't need a special schus, because they're not miyuchas anymore, they're not related anymore to their fathers. It's not Zera Am Yisrael, so it's like any other child. And that's what Rachel was asking, Havali Banim. Banim Shusheli, even though they're not going to be yours. And for that, you need that scum of Yaakov. They should have children like that, like Rivka and Hagar had. They're not going to be miyuchas to the father, only to the mother. That's what Rachel was asking over here. Agree to that. If I don't have the special schus of having Bnei Yaakov, then let me have them on, let me let them be my own children. V'mayin meisa nochi. So you're right, the tachlis here is not mitzad be'etzim abanim, because these are going to be banim that are not ruyim. But she needs the banim for herself, otherwise she's dead. Not having children is like being dead. And therefore, that's what she's asking, even though the nidon is on banim she'enam ru'uyim. The nidon is on children that are not fitting, are not worthy. But still, she still wants the children. So now we understand why it says vatikane, that she was mekane her sister's ma'asim tovim. The whole koach of Akasha was only because she's not worthy of having children for Yaakov, like her sister who has Ma'asim Tovim. Otherwise, if she is worthy because of her Ma'asim Tovim, so it must be that she's not giving birth because she's barren by nature. And then she can't ask from Yaakov, Havali Banim, give me children. She's barren by nature. And therefore it says in the Pasuk as Akdamater Bakasha, she's Mekaneh. Meaning it's all din and ma'asim tovim. By nature, I'm worthy of having children. I just don't have the ma'asim tovim to have children like Leah, who are miyuchas to Yaakov. So therefore, she's saying to Yaakov, Havali banim li. Let me have my own children, even though they're not going to be miyuchas to you. And that's why Rashi correctly wrote that if not for Leah's ma'asim tovim, she wouldn't have had these children. In other words, she wasn't asking for the children because she was Mekane. But rather, she was Mekane Leah's Ma'asim Tovim, that she's having Yaakov's children. So Leah's Rachel assumed then that I'm not worthy of having Yaakov's children. So at least have a leap on him. So at least I can have children that are mine, even though they're not going to be miyuchas to Yaakov like Esav and Yishmael weren't halachically related to their fathers. And on that, we have what state in Pasuk Beis, Vayichar af Yaakov berachel, Vayoymer hasachas elikim anarchi, asher mana mimech pri voten. And Yaakov became furious with Rachel. And he said, am I instead of God? By the way, I'll note that it doesn't say Vayichar when Laban tricked Yaakov. That didn't anger him. But here, he got angry. Yaakov, a lot of times, you know, he says he got angry when Laban ran after him for his avodah zarah, but not the 20 years that he was playing around with his salary. all those years he was playing with his salary, says he kept thousands of times he was changing, cheating Yaakov. So there Yaakov didn't get angry, but here Yaakov got angry. So it appeared that the Vayichar is al etzem bakasha kazo. You want children that are not ruim. And it's here, it's something in Ruchnius. You want children that aren't roy. And then that's the Vayichar, and then he added Vayomer Sachas Elokim Anochi. Yaakov is covered that she doesn't have children, and not because she lacks schuyos. She b'chaygav mitzad echod ein ba siba liyos labanim. Mitzad sheni ein siba shelo yu labanim stam. Not that she doesn't have children, is not because she lacks schuyos. In which case, she can have children that are miyuchas to Yaakov, but there's no reason that she can't have children stam that are not miyuchas to Yaakov. But rather, mana alokim yimech pri vatin. In other words, yoroi mitzad ma'asayich, that you should have children for my children. You should bear children that are related to me. But there's a active prevention from shemayim that you're not going to have pri vatin. And if so, there's no reason for this bakasha. On a different type of banim. Because you're ruwiya to have my banim, you're ruwiya to have Shiftei Yisrael. And nevertheless, God is stopping you from doing so. And therefore, there's going to be the same reason for you having banim stam, not having banim stam. Just like, in other words, mitzad ma'asayich, mitzad your deeds, you're ruwiya to be a mother of Kal Yisrael. But you're not having children. God is stopping you from having children for whatever reason. So for the same reason to stop you having children that are Klal Yisrael, he's also going to stop you from having children that are your own. So what are you asking me for children for? And with this we can understand very well what it says in Bereishis Rabba, Sayyidin Rabban, Vayichar, Vayomer, Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Kach Onim Es Hamei U Mu'akois, Chayecha Shebenai Chassidim Lamu Lefnei Bana. So, Hashem said, Hashem wasn't happy with Yaakov's response. And he said, that's how you answer women who are in distress? So your children are going to stand before her child, before Rachel's child, before Yosef. So what's this onesh? Yosef is also his son. So some sons are going to stand in front of one of his sons. What's the big onesh? And what's the midah keneged midah? But based on what we said, we understand very well that what was special about Yosef was that he was the son of Rachel. But as far as Yaakov was concerned, they're all equally his, worthy of being his children. And Rachel was asking for a child that's specially hers and not Yaakov's. And then that Yaakov got angry, and he said, what am I instead of Hashem? Meaning, that you are worthy of having my children, but God is stopping you. So comes the Onesh, that her bakasha is going to be fulfilled vis-a-vis Yaakov. That the son that's special to her is going to quote, is the ones that are special to Yaakov are going to stand in front of her son. In other words, she wanted children that are unique to her. Have a liban. And now she's going to have one in Yosef, meaning Yosef is still miyuchas to Yaakov, but he's going to be especially Rachel's, meaning that now that they're going to, the other children are going to stand in front of Yosef because she's Rachel's son. So you see the midah keneged midah. Shem didn't like Yaakov's response, so he said, you thought that there's going to be no child that's special to Rachel. I'm going to show you that there is. And the other children are going to stand before him. Well, if he's have Shalomah, that Rashi, who writes that the Nidon ala bakasha l'spalalel, that she's saying daven for me, it doesn't mean stam et tefillah. Because then we have a kasha from like the Ramban asked, Why can't you daven for a woman? Elisha did daven for a strange woman. Eliyahu did. And also Rachel was understanding that she's not Ruya to be Aim L'Shiftei Yisrael. Because you need to be Ba'alas Ma'asim Tovim. She felt she wasn't, she didn't have good enough deeds. So how's Tefillah going to help? You need parents that are worthy. So how's the tefillah going to help? So what's this? What does Rashi mean when he says the nidon is that he should daven for her? So what this means is that we're talking about children that aren't Bnei Yaakov. So Rashi holds that her bakasha wasn't because she needs the haskam of Yaakov to, like we said before we wanted to say. That she was asking Yaakov to be maskim. Please be maskim that I should have children and they're not going to be miyuchas to you, but at least they'll be for me. Rather, we see in Yevamos, Daf Samach Daled, why were our avos barren? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was misa'avel the tefillos and shel tzadikim. As mevu'al mizeh, she'etzal avoseinu. By our avos, there was no bana without tefillah. That's why they were akaris, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillah of tzaddikim. And according to that, they need tefillah. So v'vadai, Yaakov was mispalel that he should have banim. Like his avos did. The tefillah of Yaakov was on banim, that they should be his banim. And not on banim that won't be his banim. Now Rachel's coming asking her that he should daven, that he should have banim, but they're not going to be miyuchas to him. And then she's not going to be barren anymore. Because the whole reason she's barren is because there should be tefillah. And therefore she'll give birth in such a way that she'll live, because v'imayin meisa anochi. That's what Rashi says. Yitzchak daven for Rivka. What does she need to come on to that for? If Yitzchak hadn't daven for Rivka, he shouldn't daven. Rather, what this means is that by our avos, the only way to have a birth is through tefillah. And we see from your father that the tefillah has to be not only on himself, but on the imos as well. And it's not enough that the imos should daven. Yitzchak had a daven for Rivka. So therefore, you see that Yitzchak daven for Rivka, so I want you to daven for me. Just like there was a tefillah from your father and your mother, I want you to daven for me. Because there's no leider without a tefillah. So you might think that the Amos have to daven for themselves. And that's going to be enough. The answer is that it's not enough. Yitzchak had to daven for Rivka in order to have a child, in order to be Mekayim. This tefillah had to come from Yitzchak. Therefore, I want your tefillah to call us, the tefillah to come from you also, that I should have a child. And in that it says in the Pasuk, Yichar, he gets angry. And he says, am I instead of Hashem that didn't give you children? Rashi says, Atom omeres she'ese ka'aba. Ani eini ka'aba, aba lo yelo banim. Neishli banim. Want me to be like my father? My father didn't have children. I have children. So he prevented you from having children, not me. So Rashi. That it says, Vayichar is in the Etzem Inyan, the Rosh was Rachel Bevakesh. Yaakov should have children that aren't Roi. That's the Vayicha. Yaakov didn't like that request. And that it says Vayomer. Am I instead of Hashem that didn't give you children? Is to say that not a lack of schus, it's a minia. God is actively preventing you from having children. As Rashi explains, that it says mimeich is mashmi mimeich velo mimeni. The Rashi is coming to explain that there's an active prevention from Shemayim that you're not giving birth. It's not just a lack of schus. Now, l'chor, you can't say that because Bishleima, she doesn't have a schus. We can say that nothing's going to help in order to give birth to children that are b'nei Shiftei Yisrael. But if it's just that she's being prevented min Hashemayim, she does have a schus. Since there have to be Shiftei Ka, as far as the whole Bria is concerned, how is it possible that she should be prevented? So what's pshat with this Meniyah? If she doesn't have a schus, then nothing's going to help. Because you need parents that are ro'uyim to have children who are Shiftei Ka. But if she does have the schus and they're stopping her from Shemayim, how can this be? We need there to be Shiftei Ka in the world. And that explains Yaakov that that's the case. If it was like my father, he didn't have children at all. So it has to be that they're going to be Yitzhak's going to have children because we have to be Mamshich Zer Avram. So Rivka's going to have to give birth, even if there's a Menia, even if there's a reason she's not supposed to. You have to daven for that. She has to give birth because there has to be a Hamshech L'Shiftei Ka. But I have children. So as far as Hakamas Am Yisrael, establishing Am Yisrael, there's no hechrech to mivata the minia of your halada. But Yitzchak, you had to break through this minia of this prevention of Rivka. Otherwise, how are they going to be Klal Yisrael? But for you, I don't have to break through that because there's Klal Yisrael without you. So therefore, it could be that preventing you from Shemayim, and they just don't want you to have. And you can't say there has to be because of Shiftei Yisrael, because Shiftei Yisrael is without you. So if there's a Menia Chiyuvit, then it's not up to me. They're stopping you, they're stopping me just like they're stopping you. They obviously don't want us to have children. So what are you asking for? So the Yichar, as he's upset, she's asking for children that aren't going to be Shiftei Yisrael, her own children. And then he said, am I instead of Hashem, Asher Memanu Mech Pribaten? There's a Minachi, Miniachi Uvit here. God is stopping you. And it's not like don't compare to Rivka and Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a daven for Rivka, because how's it going to be a Hamshech to Shiftei Yisrael? So therefore, he could daven because the tefillah is going to be answered because he knows that there have to be Shiftei Yisrael. But by you, you can't say that because there already is Shiftei Yisrael. I have children from Leah. You don't have to worry about Shiftei Yisrael. They're obviously stopping you in a Shemayim. They don't want you to have children. They're not going to let you have children. So like we said before, it could be that Yaakov did daven. They should have children. He doesn't, not davening, she should have a child that's only related to her. That's not a good bakasha. That's the Vayichar. But that they should have children that are together, that are miyuchas to him. So he's saying, but it's not going to help. There's obviously a miniach yuvit min hashamayim. they're stopping you. You can't say they have to be children because they don't have to be. They don't have to be children because I'm having shifte kaf from my other wives. They don't have to come from you. So I'm not instead of Hashem. It's Hashem who's preventing us. It's not in my hands at all. With this, we can explain the Hemshech, and we still have a lot more to say. Marv Rabbi say, this is the first leg of a very long journey, and I hope we get to it because it's mamish awesome. Baruch Hashem, we saw beautiful pshat here in the Psukim. She was asking for children that were her own, and that's her kina. She was mekana her mice and tovim. She said, oh, I'm not worthy of having shiftei ka. And then Yaakov answers, and am I instead of Hashem, Hashem, am I nimir pribatin? Nimir is coming from you. I already have children. Mania is coming from you. You're mitzad your maisim, you're uya. So it must be there's a mania min hashamayim that you're not supposed to have children. And if you say it's like the davening that Rashi says, see Yaakov. So as far as davening for a child that's just yours, that's not fitting. That's not something we want you to have. And as far as davening that they should be shiftei ka, well, you're worthy mitzad your maisim, so it must be that even though we daven, you didn't have children, so you're stopping you min hashamayim. Don't compare that to your parents. Your mother had to have a child. Because Yitzchak had no other children, so the male she had to have from Yitzchak. So it's Baruch Hashem kisapirim. And please stay tuned for the Hemshech Advarim. B'li nader, b'li nader, b'li nader. Shalom, shalom.